Denim Day is a day for people to wear jeans in order to support survivors of sexual assault. And really, the point is to raise awareness about victim blaming. This particular day was created because a woman in Italy was raped by her driving instructor, and the case was taken all the way to the Supreme Court, and the judge overturned the case because the girl was wearing tight jeans and had to remove them, and he considered that to be consent. And the women of the Italian parliament were appalled by that, and they all went to the steps of the parliament wearing tight jeans in order to raise awareness. And it kind of trickled down into the United States, first in California, and then into a bunch of different states after that. And I brought it here in Milwaukee about 13 years ago.
And why did you take it upon yourself to bring it here to the city?
I'm a survivor of sexual assault. Back when I was 21 years old, I was raped, and I experienced quite a bit of victim blaming all the way from the time that the first responders got there, through the court cases, by police officers, by medical professionals, and a lot of unintentional victim blaming by friends and family. And it just felt really important to me that survivors felt like they had a voice, that they were heard, and that they were believed.
Have things changed in the 13 years since you first brought awareness of Denim Day to the city?
A lot, actually. When I remember the first year, there was like three of us that were like on a small committee, and we got a handful of people to come in a room, wear jeans, and talk about their experiences, all the way to last year where we had a large press conference and hundreds of people were there. And, you know, now when I walk in a room and I ask people if they know what Denim Day is, they're like, yeah, that's that jeans thing that supports survivors, where 13 years ago, nobody knew what it was at all. So it really has, I think, raised some good awareness.
Why is it important for survivors to know that they're being heard?
Well, if you look at some of the statistics from the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, 97% of perpetrators don't spend a day in jail. And a lot of times the reason that people don't disclose or they don't report is because they're afraid they're not going to be believed. And, you know, sexual assault is one of those crimes that's really difficult to prove. A lot of times it's somebody's word against somebody else. And that's a real struggle. It's just such a stigmatized crime that people just don't want to talk about. So I just think it's really important that individuals, whether they choose to tell their story or they don't, feel like they're being heard.
And what advice would you have for anyone who might be listening who has been a victim yet has not come forward?
You know, advice is a really difficult thing because I think everybody owns their own story differently. But what I would say is that you're not alone. There are people who believe you. There are resources that are available that you can use if you choose, and that, you know, we understand that there's a lot of people out there. One in three women and one in five men have been sexually assaulted in their lifetime, and we believe you.
John Helmrich, founder of Denim Day here in Milwaukee, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks a lot, Libby.